Fascinating post, folks. Remember this, what I'm about to tell you. There's a guy by the name of Tyler Bowyer. B-O-W-Y-E-R, Tyler Bowyer. He's with TPUSA, Charlie Kirk's organization. God bless Charlie Kirk. And of course, Charlie Kirk's organization, being actually conservative, endorsed Ralph Norman, as did every major conservative organization outside the state, outside the Graham Machine bubble. And he put this incredible post up. You got to understand something about Tyler Bowyer. I don't know exactly how he says his last name. He is the chief operating officer overseeing Turning Point Action. And remember when Charlie Kirk was assassinated and I told you if the Democrats could put together a list of 10 people they would like to disappear from the planet in terms of Republican politics, Charlie Kirk could be one of them. A lot of people think, oh, he was a nice guy. He went to college campuses and he tried to talk sense into the kids. Yes, he was. He was also a master tactician. He set up the premier field organization in this country for the Republican Party after the RNC just refused to do it because they weren't interested in winning. They weren't interested in beating. They really weren't interested in beating Democrats. So Kirk did it. A lot of people don't realize Charlie Kirk's political operation. If you're on X-Lot, you'll see ads for it. Hey, do you want to knock doors? Hey, do you want to do this? We'll pay you. Charlie Kirk ran a $100 million operation, the premier field operation in the country. And Tyler Bowyer was the guy who ran that. So when he talks about how hard it is to beat the Graham Machine on the ground if you support Ralph Norman, he means it. He writes, as results come in, South Carolina has open primaries, which allow Democrats to vote in Republican primary elections. That is the source of the power of the Graham Machine and how it represses Republican voters. For the runoff, if Democrats didn't vote in the primary, they can be targeted to vote in the Republican primary runoff for a second dip at Democrats. Totally screwed up system, he writes, about South Carolina that benefits moderate Republicans. And I would add Republicans who are actually Democrats, like Darlene Graham, with Democrat votes. Not just once, but twice. I dislike open primaries, he said, and I'm totally against runoff. Okay, that's a different, you know, against runoffs, you could debate that. But basically what Tyler Bowen is saying is the Graham Machine, we couldn't beat them. They were able to find Democrats who had not voted in the primary to turn out for Darlene Graham. And that is what they're legendary for, is finding Democrats to vote in the Republican primary. And I think that's why you saw that pack stuff with money from Obama administration officials, Biden administration officials, billionaire Democrat donors who so far before Darlene Graham's never given a dime to Republicans. Almost $12 million to Kamala Harris. That's why they openly poured $2 million in the primary. And you know what's funny to me about this? They're so confident that Republican voters like out at the coast who couldn't hear us wouldn't figure it out. They didn't even hide it. They put out a press release saying they were going to do it. We've never seen that amount of spending before. This is unprecedented. Truly, it's fascinating. We've never seen that amount of spending before openly by Democrats in a Republican primary to fool voters. And the thing I resent the most, again, is that they were not honest. Hey, we're climate change Democrats. We'd like you to vote for Darlene. Cool, fine. I don't care. Say it. But instead, they pretended to be Republicans who were angry at Ralph Norman because he wasn't sufficiently loyal to Trump when the very same people in 2020 and 2024 were working to take out Trump. And Republicans fell for it. So I think it's funny, too, that they had to hold the Trump rally for Darlene as far as possible away from the sounds of our voices here at WORD. As far as possible away from the upstate, because the upstate was a lost cause. Why? You were inoculated with the truth. You get real news. And look at the difference real news makes. Double digit difference in how we vote here in the upstate and how they vote out there. But folks, what this means is they brought in the big guns to defeat you because you wiped them out in the governor's race. We can beat them and we have beat them. We're 1-1 right now. They won that Senate seat back. We wiped out their entire succession plan for the governor. We wiped out Evitt and we wiped out McMaster Jr. We also wiped out their plan to put a Democrat in, David Pascoe, as AG. That was part of their plan, too. And that's why you saw incredibly two things. Folks, think about this for a minute, okay? And you really see what's going on here. David Pascoe, and I pointed this out to you, David Pascoe runs, openly, Dick Harpootlian ran it. Everybody knows that. Everybody in political circles knows that. He's a Democrat. And openly ran him. Nobody in leadership, so-called Republican leadership in the state, said a damn thing about Pasco. That guy's a Democrat. Don't vote for him. They knew he was. Because they were fine with him winning. Just like they're fine with Darlene Graham winning. She's a Democrat, too, and they know it. Democrats know it. Democrats wouldn't have put that money in if we didn't call them up. The machine tell them, hey, she's a Democrat. Here's what she'll vote with you on. They knew that before they put the money in. They're not going to put the money in unless they have solid commitments for her to vote with them on certain things. Trust me. And that's why I want you to remember this segment going forward, because you're going to hear folks out at the coast. You're going to see them on comment sections online. Hey, she betrayed us. No, she didn't. She was hired for this. You'd have known that if you lived here. So it took a bizarre trifecta of Democrat donors, the legendary Graham machine targeting Democrats, finding Democrats who had not turned out in the primary, to the extent that the best field operation in this country, TPUSA, is like, we throw our hands up. We can't beat these people. They just love Democrats. They're good at turning them out. And Donald Trump, it took them coming together. And folks, we still beat all of that last time. They didn't throw the Democrat money in that we know of in the governor's race. We still beat him. Trump had to personally come here this time. They had to have millions in Democrat dollars on top of Trump's money and Tim Scott's money to beat us. They didn't win a single county in the upstate. Not even clear. We beat them by double digits everywhere we tried. So we fought to a draw. They're big pissed, okay? That's where they pulled out all the guns. That's why they called up to... Democrats are good. Y'all, we need help. We need help. And look, we saved Clyburn's district for you. And folks, that's absolutely worth $1 million. Now we need quid pro quo. Now we need payback. We're going to need a couple $1 million in here. Right? What? The Clyburn district's worth that, right? They said, oh, yeah, it was. How can we help? Well, Darlene Graham. And so, folks, I want you to remember when the folks out at the coast, your friends out there complaining, she stabbed us in the back. No, she didn't. This is what she was hired for. Folks in the comment section today, by the way, I was looking at this. They're saying, is she going to be loyal to Trump or the Democrats? Which way will she go? Going to be interesting, isn't it? I have thoughts. Just based on how other Trump endorsements have gone, they've been terribly disloyal to him. But what you can see here, folks, is absolute proof, and it's just eerie, of the uniparty working together with the Democrats they claim to despise, so that they can get the representation, the Democrats, not us, that they want. That's incredible. All while Tim Scott, who pumped a ton of money into Darlene Graham that should have been going into races to beat Democrats, what a waste of money, was going on TV on Hannity. Folks, on TV on Hannity in the last 48 hours, talking about how his priority, because he runs the National Republican Senatorial Committee, talking about how his only priority is to defeat Democrats and how scary Democrats are and how we got to beat them up. And they're literally running candidates in this state. And he says nothing.
This is the most important midterm election in our lifetime. It is no longer Democrats versus Republicans. It's communists and socialists against what makes America great, our Judeo-Christian values, and a free market system.
There is no way, folks, there is no way the staff at the NSRC, which is the Republican funding arm, the NSRC, did not see those ad buys by the Democrats. There's no way they didn't see them. They know. They know. They all check ad buys to figure out where to buy their ads. Oh, they're advertising over here. We need to, too. They know the Democrats ran millions of dollars worth of ads for Darlene Graham. They didn't tell you. They didn't warn you. They said nothing, and they piggybacked on it. Let that sink in. With money they should be spending in Texas, where Tallarico is just pulled ahead of Paxton. And by the way, Tim Scott's National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee will not give Paxton a dime. That's why Tallarico just pulled ahead in Texas. Democrats are running ads. We're not. So to these people, think about this. The bigger threat is Ralph Norman. Bigger threat than Tallarico. And shame to say, the Trump PAC MAGA Inc. Spent money, too, on Graham, but hasn't spent a dime on Paxton, although there is a lot of speculation that they will. They just haven't started yet. So I'm going to be watching that closely.